just lots of fun back then. I mean, things like doing everything through the front panel switches. But what happens when you first turn your machine on? It's dead. You don't have anything until you switched in a bootloader. And I remember one of the earliest tricks I came up with was recording the bootloader on a cassette tape audio. So I would play it, and it would go C3, FH, O3, and so it would be telling me, the loader was too long to memorize, so it would be telling me what to do. And I remember taking my setup to a show one time, and people were laughing, so I couldn't hear my tape, and I'd have to start over again, and, you know. But then I came up with the idea of, since I had done all the hardware as a kit, and back in those days you had all the schematics for everything, I took a little block of memory, 256 bytes, and I split the power off of it and put it, somebody told me about the thing called a diode steering matrix, which means if you put two diodes like that, whichever one has the highest voltage will power whatever is on the other side of it. So I simply put a diode into the power supply of the Altair 8080 and another one to a little external Heathkit power supply. And so when I turned my machine off, that 256 bytes of memory would go like, the voltage dropped a little, but I'm still okay. And then I put a manual switch on it on the write line so that noise or something wouldn't cause it to be written. So I essentially built my own flash ROM that was run off of an external Heathkit power supply. And that allowed me to turn on my machine, use these switches to address that, and that would be my bootloader for the hard disk or whatever. So there are just so many clues. I mean, the stories just go on and on like that. But it was just fun where you, and to me, that's what the word hacker meant initially too, was can you hack it meant, do you understand enough about all the technology, the programming, the hardware to hack something together? And, you know, in even today, if you hack something together, that means you're good at it. And I was, like many, disappointed when the term hacker became a derogatory term.